Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's that night we just come back giving God the glory and praising Him and adoring Him and magnifying His name because He's been so good to us. One of the things I like to bring back to the point where we're concerned that as Christians, we are to believe in what God has said. God has said He loves us. He loves us with a love that's uncompromising. Therefore, we worship Him, we praise Him, we love Him, and we adore Him. Tonight's that night we just come together as the body of Christ on the radio station, on KESK radio station, Can We Talk? It's going to be an open line. We want everybody to have a word to say. Everybody can have a word. I will allow everybody at least 5 or 6 minutes so we can come back and discuss some things. As we know in America, we need prayers. We need prayers. Tonight's on the 31st of October. We call this a night where the demons and everything move. But I want you to know, the demons move not on the 31st, then they move every day in around. The demons are everywhere, like the Holy Spirit is. But because when we come to Him, we accept Him, and we magnify Him, and we glorify Him, and He lets us know who we are and what we're doing. One of the things I've come to understand, what God is doing for us, He'll do it. He loves us. So before the lines are coming on, I will say this. The Father of our God, one thing I can say most of all, and have everybody have a word, what God is doing, He's bringing us back to a place where we can praise Him and love Him and adore Him. When we look at the world around us, look out there in California. Look up there in New York. Coast to coast, the devil is busy. Even in the White House, even in both Congress, the devil is busy. Therefore, it behooves all Christians. Jesus gave a commandment. He said, go ye therefore into all the world, preach and teach, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Can we get somebody to just say, can we do it? We can do it. What God wants us to do is do what we're asking, can we do it? He's the God of, as it says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of Israel. But most of all, He's the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So tonight we just move forward what God has put in our hearts. If you would take notice, there are many things that are going on. Some people can't handle it, some people can. Their demons are attacking people like never before. I mean, they're coming on to people, but see, and one thing I found out, when the devil attacks and somebody's trying to get loose, and you hear somebody say, something is holding me back. It's the devil. It's the devil. And the only way they can be set free is by a person who has the fullness of the Holy Ghost in their lives, who has a life that is of God, a life that is by God, a life that is through God, and a life that's for God. That demon has to come out. Well, you're on the radio talking about demons, I am, because demons is what caused all the problem. The devil started in the beginning. He tricked the woman into doing what did, called a man to fall. As a result of it, we have failed. But God is so in love with us. He's so in love with us. He wants us to know that He is God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want everybody to know this as much. Tonight's that night. We're going to just say, Lord, we love You. Lord, we praise You. Many times I've come to this radio station with my head bowed, my heart open up wide to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, We just come before you tonight and asking you to forgive us all the sins that we might have committed. We call upon you because you're the only true and living God. And without you, we can do nothing. But we call your name because you are the true and living God. Father, tonight we just say, Allah, Aleh, 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 Aleh. We praise you. We love you and we adore you. And then, Father, because of things you're doing for us in time past and gone, here we are right now. We're believing you. We're trusting you. We're adoring you. We're magnifying you. And, Father, because you are who you say you are, we love you and we thank you. Most of all, we adore you. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for that supernatural power. We ask you for the heart of you, Father. We ask you for the mind of Jesus Christ. And tonight, that night on this program, okay, let's get ready for session. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello out there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you good.
Now, who am I speaking with?
Princess Love.
Hey, Princess Love. How you doing, Princess Love?
All right. I will be hanging up from this line because this one cost me a penny a minute, and I already prepaid, but I can call on my cell phone free.
All right. Well, God to the glory. One of the things I want to say, but we take the VIP and we try to help everybody that comes to the phone. And I put some words in, but beloved, when it comes to our redemption, God the Father knew about it before he flung and spoke to this world into space. There are no surprises to God. Because of his foreknowledge, all my people were blessed, he is God. Praise the living God. It's God who's the pleasure of his will and the praise and glory of his grace, with which he made us acceptable in the beloved. We are called the beloved. But you know, there are so many different problems that we have in America. I can go over names from A to Z to A, back and forth. All kinds of problems. So I've got one on the line with me, teacher.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us why, when, what America is going the way it's going?
Can I tell you why? Because the Bible already predicted it. That's why.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. So one of the things I've come to find out, because what's happening in America, around our different areas, right where we live at, the enemy is doing everything. He's attacking. Now, for example, look what happened up there in New York City today. Unknown. Nobody never knew when they're gonna leave this earth. That's why it's always good to be prepared. This man come out of nowhere. Man, it was 6 people hit 4 more. 10 people dead. Somebody would say, well, that's God not protecting the people. No, that's the devil. That's the DEVI, that's the devil. That's the one that wants to make sure. He raises up his thorns, his stones, his sticks, he picks. And what the Bible says, he comes to kill, destroy, and he wants to do just that. 3 things he comes to. Push you out, to kill you out, and to move your name, put you off the list of God. But when we come to a point in our lives, we have to come and say, yes, Lord. We don't have time to fight. We ain't got time to fuss. Have a loving heart. Have an open mind. Listen what God is saying. Love you one another as I've loved you. By this, the world will know that we are his disciples, and the devil can't put claim on us. Many times there are many people that I come in contact with know a lot about the Bible, and I thank God for it. They know it in the spirit. They know it in teaching. They have a lot of understanding. But God has made it possible for all of us. He's given us what part of the body that we belong to. Can we talk? What part of the body you belong to? You're not the head, because the head is Jesus Christ. What part of the body do you move yourself? What gift in the body do you have? Somebody says, all I got is a toenail. You're part of the body. That toenail has a great function. It keeps that skin covered. It's like a piece of iron that covers that skin. It's that important, yes it is. What God is saying to all of us, I love you. I love you. And I want you to know this much. I have a lady that's coming up with us tonight. I wanted to go ahead and have a word. I'm going to see if she's still in with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with?
Roberta Gamble.
Ma'am?
Gamble.
Oh, go ahead. Hey, Gamble, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, tell us what's been going on with you.
I've just been doing what God called me to do.
Ma'am?
My phone is raining over here in Huntsville, so I'm getting bad reception right now.
I'll come back. Let me get to the person online. Hold on. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Hello, are you there? I hear you on the line. Are you there? Are you there? I hear you on the line. Are you there? Well, you know, tonight, that night, we just say one of the things. Let's go see the check of subject. Okay? Now, one of the things we take in America, we look at what's going on in America, what God came to America. Now, are we Christians, believers, fully persuaded? Are we fully persuaded to do what God has told us to do? Amen. Can we talk?
Are we fully persuaded by what?
By what God said for us to do with his Bible day by day. Are we fully persuaded?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Because I know when you're fully persuaded, no matter what's happening, you're going to fight that fight.
That's
you're
right.
Gonna believe
that's
enough.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And no matter who,
like,
no matter who's happening.
Right.
I know it.
Like
in Revelation
2:4, nevertheless,
amen.
In spite of whatever's going on, in spite of, we ought to be able to do what God tells us to do, regardless of what's going on around us.
My God.
Not
love
take our eyes.
Go ahead.
I said not take our eyes off of Jesus. Keep our focus on him, and we'll be able to do what he tells us to do.
Amen.
And don't look at our circumstances.
Now, the circumstances, and sometimes the enemy can put there, sometimes we can put there. Am I right or
amen.
Wrong?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank God because I know one thing that I found out in life. Life is so beautiful if we live it by the word of God.
Yes.
And if we live it by his word, We can't go wrong. Because every day we live, we got to, what I've said many times, what law do you live, well, let me say it this way. What kingdom do you live under? Live under God's kingdom or the devil's kingdom? God has rules. God has law, but the devil say, don't you believe that? No, don't you dare believe that. Don't you? Because he said, I got it better over here. And because the flesh will say, yeah, the flesh will submit. But that's why we have to take the flesh and put it, we have to fast and kill that flesh down. Because there is a war between the spirit and the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to say? It's open. Go ahead. Are you there? Esther, you there?
Yes. I'm here. I come to do what we used to say years ago. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land, but tonight it's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. And we sign a note to the Halloween worshipers that you're worshiping idols, and warn them. In the book of Ezekiel 33, he say, warn them. So the question would be, can you talk? Did you warn anybody today? Did you tell them Halloween is pagan? I mean, what else can we do? I don't have my accordions here, but I was looking for that scripture. Somebody might can get it for us when the Bible says, subject not a witch to live. So we don't know how to pray. We pray too passive.
Uh-huh.
It's time to get rid of the witches and the warlocks. I'm sick of them.
Uh-huh.
They destroyed our loved ones in car wrecks and all kind of things. And we're steadily promoting it with our children and going by all these weird costumes and stuff. We say, how long, God? How long is this going to last? How long? How long? It's time for your word to be manifested. He says, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down tonight. He's thrown his attacks on all of us with flu and diarrhea and all this stuff, but he's a liar. Because we win. We got the victory. Well, two or three, I don't know how many on the line, but do you believe we can put the devil to a flight right now?
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I believe. I believe in the power. The power
Amen.
Of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
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 So
that's, and
we got
here
I am. Hey, hello. We got a lady that's coming on. God bless you. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm blessed.
Hello. Well, that's
Hello,
good. I'm blessed as well. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Let's tell who you are.
My name is Paulette Ross. I'm Dr. Hunter's youngest sister.
Hey, sister, how you doing? How you doing?
All right. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed. We're on the radio station. We're on the radio station talk to everybody around the world. Do you have something you want to
yes.
encourage people to be talking about Halloween? Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, from what I understand about Halloween is, first of all, it's not the day, October 31st. It is a day that men have made it out to be what they have wanted it to be, a pagan holiday. And what we don't understand, you know, the Bible says that we perish because of the lack of knowledge. We don't understand that Halloween is not of God because it's a pagan holiday and it is what men do on that day. And that is my understanding about it. When I learned about it, I stopped years ago allowing my children, and now my grandchildren don't celebrate Halloween.
Amen. Why they don't celebrate it?
Because it's not of God. You know, they dress up in the costumes and the costumes be cute or, you know, whatever. But it is not something because of the spiritual significance of what Halloween, what men have made Halloween to be.
Oh, so in other words, you're saying to the audience, you do not allow your children or your grandchildren to go to that particular part of what they ask in the world. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. When my children were younger, and we went to, God had placed us in the apostolic church, and we got some great teaching there, and we were able to understand spiritually what Halloween meant. And from that time of our learning and coming into the knowledge of what it really meant, we stopped it then. And that was almost 30 years, almost 25 years ago.
So when you get to knowledge, you just pull away from darkness to light.
Yes.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
Because there are people that we warn our families every day, but they don't listen to us. So God has allowed, sometimes we have to come against the witches and the warlocks that have their mind blind and their eyes blind to what truth is. Like you say, they think it's cute. It's not cute to dress your child up and out there playing with those spirits, because those are spirits out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, come on, tell me. The name is Emmanuel Hunter, and she was gonna tell me something that blessed me my body. She said she learned to listen to a program that was on history about the food we eat, and all the different food we eat. There's nothing put in there but just to damage our bodies, damage our spirits. Make us weak, make us not understand what's going on. Has anybody saw that before?
I have.
No, I haven't.
What, say it again. What'd you say? She said what?
I said, the lady got her name, Mrs. Hunter. She's supposed to come on. And she said she found a program that showed that what we're doing, we eat the wrong kind of food.
Oh, yeah.
Food. And so she said she was having all kind of problems. So she went and understood what they were saying. She stopped eating all that food. She lost
mm-hmm.
weight. She's on 16 pills. She said she ain't no pills at all.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
mm-hmm.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of programs that's telling you that all day long. Dr. Oz teaches that. It's a whole bunch of different other programs on cable that show. And they showed on the doctors. I watched the doctors. They showed the other day that one person has wrote a book that you shouldn't eat eggs at all. Yeah, there's a couple books out about that. No dairy, but I do know dairy is bad for you. You should really limit the amount of dairy you do have. And sugar, no dairy. Yeah. So, yeah, it's out there. You got to, for good health, you got to seek. It's God got the alternative, and it's out there. Bioinnovations, it comes on, but I can't find it no more. I used to get it all the time. But it comes on, Dr. Becker, he comes on every morning 5 days a week, and they teach you all the things that's bad for you too, and they have a vitamin store too. So yeah, I believe. Listen, if you know how to get in touch with that woman, you need to share it with us.
Thank you.
It's pouring down over here. Boy, it's pouring down over here.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That keeps the children off the streets.
Yes, sir. That is a good thing.
Yeah. Take them home. Take them to their house. They got enough candy. All that candy will do is give them cavities. And
amen.
Just take your children home and pray with them. That's, you know, I just feel led by the Holy Ghost to pray right now.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we come as humble as we know how right now. We have no time to waste, Lord. We take full authority over these witches and warlocks that's out there to kill our children tonight. And some of them already planning on how they're going to do it, but say you a lie. We try to burn Jesus over every child out there, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And, Father, we plead the blood of anyone that's traveling in the car. We bind accidents right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, because we know how Satan is. And we command him to go into high drive places, Lord. Your words say, suffer him not to live, you warlock spirit, you witch, you ghosts, you haunted houses, all of that stuff that people mingle with. You said it in the word. You say, warn them, get away from idols.
Amen.
That's what they are. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. And, Lord, I ask that everyone on the line pray for my health tonight because the enemy attacked me with something like the virus or the flu. But I'm still pressing and holding on and knocking the devil out of his grief.
Amen.
I ask y'all to pray for me. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray, too. Amen. Almighty Father, God, we thank you for this night, this gathering of every soul that's on this line. They whole households, they extended family, all their loved ones all over the world. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, Lord, in the almighty name, because, Father, there is no power greater than you. Yes, there is wickedness
yes,
in this world. You warned us that there would be wickedness and evil. But your word
yes.
says for us to stand fast and hold on to you. We are in the palm
oh,
of
yes.
your hand. And your word saying the devil's in hell cannot pluck
Shut
us
up,
out of your hands. We are the apple of your
Shut
eye.
No.
Hello? We are the apple of your eye. We have been chosen, predestinated, and elected and
yes.
called to be the saints of God. And we thank you
yes,
for
sir.
That privilege and honor and that merciful gift, God. Because
yes,
we are not deserving, but because of your blood, you
yes.
see us as undefiled and righteous. You said
yes,
your
sir.
Words say, now to him who is able to present us faultless.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that is still mind-blowing. We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. You for our divine health, our prosperity, and our victory over all that is sinful and evil. That is the Lord's prayer. Our Father, which is in heaven, holy
yes.
be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors, Lord.
Yes,
lead
Father.
Us, Lord, not into
Tell me
your
way,
pain,
Lord. Tell me your way.
But deliver us from
Tell
all that is sinful and
yes,
evil.
Yes, Father, yes.
For Zion is the kingdom
Son of
and the power and the glory forever and ever. And we thank
Son
you, Lord, because we could be blind and lost still in the midst of our sin. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
This is such a high privilege, a high
Deliverance.
Calling of a taste of your love. The word
Bring
say,
out
oh, taste and see that the Lord is
yes.
good. And you are truly good to us, Lord.
You
are good to us in spite of any circumstance
wonderful Savior.
Or any defeat that the devil has tried to lie and tell us. Yes. Sister
yes.
Esther's body, the devil is trying to wreck her body like all of ours,
yes.
but he's a liar no matter what, no matter how it is. Praise the Lord
yes.
anyway, anyhow. God is worthy of praise, with crying in your eyes, with tears in your heart.
Father.
When people say all manner of evil about you, when they say all manner of good about you, God is still going to be worthy of praise. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, first of all, you said if you be lifted up, you'll draw men unto you. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we just lift you up and give all the praise and the honor and glory to you, God, because, God, you're worthy. You created the heavens and you created the earth, oh God.
Yes,
Father, you said that your eyes are to and fro the earth, oh God, and you see everything. You don't miss nothing. You said that when you went to swear, you swore by yourself.
You.
Hallelujah. Father God, I give you praise and honor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask
Hallelujah.
You right now in Jesus' name that you will position war and ministering and protecting angels, battle angels with their swords drawn down. Father, I decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn, but this is the heritage of thy servants, the righteous of me, saith the Lord. Father, you said the weapons of our warfare are not corner, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you would position, send laborers into the harvest field that would minister to your people, oh
God.
Father, let us be a ready reader, oh God, that we may tell men and women, oh God, and even little children and boys and girls, oh God, about Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, season our words, oh God, that we may speak only what you would have us to speak, oh God. Father, I clothe us in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. And I decree and declare your protection upon all of us, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. And I give you praise, honor, and glory because you're God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, is there anything too hard for God? Father God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Father God, I thank you for wisdom. You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to us, liberate and abrade it not. I thank you for wisdom for your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
See, God comes in a mysterious way. I haven't even looked out the window if it's raining, but I thank God. Because I know the rain will keep those children off the street. And God is letting me know somewhere fire be blazing. God knows this is Halloween night, and he know all about what's going on. And we are the prayer warriors. We in the place where we're supposed to be. Because they've been congregating since August for this night, and that's what people don't understand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I praise y'all. I'm going to go on and get off the line because I took some medication, and I let God work it out for me. Y'all just continue to pray for me, okay?
Are you there? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Are you there? All right. One of the things I want to do is give God the glory. I want to thank God on this particular night, this night. But on this earth and where we stand, we continue to give God all the praises. We love him. We adore him. We magnify him. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for all the people on the prayer line tonight, on this radio station, Father, will you bless them? Will you watch over all of us? Will you show us where we must go? What things we know we have to do? But we're living in these last days. No matter how bad it looks, but you're still God. You've given us authority. You've given us power. So we have only Jesus Christ. You put a name that's above his name. And every name should bow to that name. Every name in the heavens, under the heaven. But Father, we thank you. Today is the day we just said praise you. We love you. And Father, we want to thank you for what you're doing for our state of Texas, particularly in Houston, Texas. You're showing us how to walk by faith and not by sight. You're showing us how to speak those things that matter up there in the world. You're showing us, Father, it's all about the Father in the name of Jesus. And Father, because Jesus said, no one can come to the Father except they come by him. We come in by him every time, Father. We give you the praise. We glorify you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen. Father God. Yes. Amen.
Amen. And I thank God for everybody being on the radio with us tonight. And God bless y'all. I'll see y'all next time, okay?
Yes, amen. And God bless you too. Yes. Amen. Amen.